This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour. At least you know I was telling you the truth anyway, Victoria.
I always believed you.
All right, the truth is actual, and everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-a. Welcome to another wonderful day. We'll make this a good day for you. It's the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. The fear-based thinking that occupies the minds of most people. I would love, as a public service, to figure out a way in this lifetime to help people get rid of fear-based thinking. There are lots of different ways of looking at this. The theory of lost aversion in business, that is, you have to lose in order to gain. And I guess I can understand that thinking. Let's see how we can apply it, ladies, to what's going on, to a couple of different circumstances. When it comes to loss, when you go to war, for example, it's considered, and you go back, any war, any altercation, the way to win is to lose. You have to lose planes, and you have to lose people, you have to lose ground, and then you make up for it, you crawl sort of back. Same thing could be said in business, I suppose. And I wanted to separate the three items. Let's say war, business, and then relationships. What's the old expression, all's fair in love and war? Because many people think it's the same thing. Remember that movie, The War of the Roses? How many people remember that with Michael Douglas?
That was awful.
It was terrible. It was an awful movie. Yeah, really it was. But there are some who thought it was accurate. There are some people who think, was it Monday when the guy went to Brownsville? I want to say Brownsville. San Bernardino. And killed his wife. This guy was on a mission. He was angry because his wife didn't love him anymore. For whatever the reason. Why he wasn't on her hit parade anymore.
Well, I think maybe she found out about his abusive past. I mean, he apparently had quite the rap sheet.
Yes. Yeah. Well, whatever it is, I'm just trying to make a point about what happens when you win. Some people think you have to lose in order to win. And I'm not sure that that is the way it is, but I was trying to think about some place or somewhere, whether it's, again, the love business, or whether it's a business, or whether it's in war, is there any time that you can think of when something was gained and something wasn't lost in the bargain? And that's where the fear comes from, because people see that. For example, in health, you may get sick, and then you have all kinds of things that are being done for you, with you, and by you to get well again. But you've lost something in the mix. Does my theory make any sense?
Yeah, overcoming. I mean, if you're suffering through an illness and you lose something, whether it's your health or your ability to do something, I've only witnessed this, thankfully, but I mean, a lot of times there's a perspective that's gained, so there is some sort of a new lease on life is gained. You know, people have heart attacks and
sick.
Then get on a health kick and things like that. So
I get what you're saying. Yep. Can you win without losing? Can you overcome fear without having something bad happen to you and then overcome it? And that's what I'm thinking about as I specifically look at two things today. One of them is imagining a world without Kim Jong-un. Can you imagine a world without even communist North Korea? And
The, I bet the people living in North Korea could.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people around there could. The Chinese have deployed 150,000 troops to the Korean border in the last 2 days after President Trump talked to the leader of China over the weekend down in Florida. And then there's the rumor floating around that Trump has ordered the Navy to get a SEAL team together to go bump them off. Remember what he said? Was it yesterday or the day before? If the Chinese won't help us, then we'll do it ourselves. And so one wonders if that's the case, and you can bump off. And I think that is the way to do it. I think that should have been what we did with Saddam Hussein's, what we did with what's-his-face, Bin Laden. And why don't you do it with Assad?
I mean, if we could find Bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, you know, in a dirt hole, you would think it's pretty easy to get to Kim Jong-un.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, look, but I agree with Kim Jong-un because I think once you actually
I agree
that we could probably go in and bump him off easily. Problem with going in and taking Assad out is what comes after Assad. You've got seven different factions in there, Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran and ISIS. I mean, everything going on in the country of Syria.
Problem?
And so then I've seen that movie before when we took out Saddam Hussein.
Syria seems a lot more complicated than North Korea. North Korea really does seem to just be one person in charge, and Syria is very complex.
Yeah. So then it works in your mind, the collective thought here, the wisdom is that it's a good idea to get rid of Kim Jong-un that way, but not Assad. So how do you, there's continuing friction, how does the world community fix the problem in Syria? Everybody's taking shots at us for bombing the base where all the chemicals were used against those children. So, okay, I turn it around. And I do that oftentimes with people who criticize me or say, you shouldn't be doing that. Okay, what's your solution to the problem? How are you going to fix it? I've encountered that with my farm in Massachusetts. Everybody wants me to save the land, but they don't like the plan that I put forth. I said, okay, what's your plan? How are you going to... And then everybody's quiet. Nothing. Zero. So is that the same thing? Everybody wants us to do something about Assad, us being the world community, but then when you come up with an idea, that's not a workable idea. Because we've let the situation get out of control, out of hand. And that's past thinking. Doesn't fix the problem today, but you may be right. I like the way the two of you just jump right in there. Nope, can't do it with Assad, but you sure can do it with Kim Jong-un.
It's crazy when you think North Korea is the more stable, but as far as like governing forces, North Korea is more stable.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I think once people got a little dose of freedom, then all of a sudden it actually might be a whole different environment for them over there. Right now, they're just sort of lockstep with the guy that they think they're supposed to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that if you look at, you also have to look at who's backing these countries too. So I think I would personally rather tangle with China. I mean, every piece of crap, anything in America is made in China. China's not going to mess with that. China makes so much money off of all the stuff that Americans buy. So I would rather tangle with the risk of China being upset with us going after their ally than going after Russia's ally. I mean, that's personally what I think.
Okay.
Well, you guys.
So let's fast forward it or move to another chessboard, and that's the United Airlines chessboard. The situation, what they've lost, what they can do to win. The situation became so ridiculous yesterday. I had lunch with my son, and we were talking about this thing with his doctor, David Dow. Turns out there are two David Dows. Two. One of them is the guy who has the questionable reputation. The other one is the guy who got pulled off the plane. There's no...
They're not the same person?
Not
really?
The same person, no.
They're so United was just starting to spin
United,
this and...
What? Absolutely. There's another...
got the wrong guy.
Another plus for Munoz and what a moron he is in terms of management. So they're reimbursing... United says they'll reimburse all the passengers for the amount of their ticket. Really. You don't think these people are, they have to be idiotic or they just are that bad when it comes to management. You don't think there's a lawyer who's corralled the list of passengers on that plane to come up with a full full-blown class action lawsuit against United. Give them their ticket money back. What are you kidding? I'm going to bet you right now.
Here's your $50 back to fly from Chicago to St. Louis.
By the time this is over, United will pay each and every person that was on that plane $150,000. Easy.
Yeah. Yep.
Every single one of them. And they'll pay this guy, Dow, $150 million by the time this
if
is over.
If they pay him a dime, he's set.
Yeah. But it just, Munoz says it'll never happen again.
Even if it were him, even if this was a guy who, you know, was a three-headed monster sitting on the plane, the optics of what happened to him, especially, I don't know if you guys saw that new bit of video that came out that showed him before before the initial video, there was another video.
Yes.
He was perfectly calm. I mean, yeah, he was argumentative. He said, I'm not leaving the plane. I'm not leaving the plane. But he did it in a calm way. It's not like he was throwing punches and,
he wasn't upset.
And
wasn't.
Cuss words.
Yeah. Right. So... the social media stuff with the new the slogans. I sent the Monday night or Tuesday morning, Victoria? I sent the scene from one of the airplane movies with Leslie Nielsen, where he's beating up on one of the passengers. And then there's another one that I posted last night that is... I think the character, I'm trying to remember,
heading to the gate, that one?
Right, beating up everybody. But I'm trying to remember who the actor is. It wasn't Leslie Nielsen. It was the fellow who was the Untouchable. He starred in The Untouchables, and his name doesn't come to my head at the moment. But anyway, all of this stuff, you can see lots of it and all kinds of things that have been posted by flyers that are aimed. The president of United went on to Good Morning America yesterday, and after that the share prices went back up a little bit, but not a lot. It just the number one trending item on pretty much every website is hashtag boycott United. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's going to do for the value of that company?
Yep.
You know, you name the website, that's the number one trending thing. So on the other side of the coin, Delta had a problem this weekend with a family. They paid $11,000 for the seats this family had to get them off. The family basically negotiated at the gate. 20 minutes after the hour, the DJV way. My mother always used to say, you are what you eat. And she was right, but who knows what's healthy anymore? Here's something to think about. Drinking Super Beets. What are Super Beets? Super Beets is a circulation superfood. One glass a day gives you the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable. Why is it important for you? It's about healthy blood flow. If you're over 40, your body may be losing its efficiency around energy, stamina, and even maintaining healthy blood pressure. Drinking superfoods helps to feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system and boost your stamina and energy at the core. So do something good for yourself right now. Call 800-655-4183. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets in regular or cherry flavor, plus free shipping as well. Go to DougLikesBeets.com to order, or call 800-655-4183 or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. Don't allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Of Ed Sheeran yesterday. Matter of fact, I was in an office. I was in a doctor. Where was I yesterday? I was in an office someplace yesterday. And I picked up a People magazine, and there were two pictures of Ed Sheeran with another lady. And the question was, tell us what's different about one picture and the other. I don't know if you've seen that or not in People magazine this week. Did you see it?
I didn't see this week, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you look at it. He looks like a cartoon character. I've never seen a picture of him before. He does kind of, doesn't he? A little bit.
I guess I could see that.
Right. So anyway, the difference between one picture and another is he was wearing sort of a necklace in one, and the other one he didn't have that on. Otherwise, everything was the same. It kind of reminds me of those. Have you seen those exercises on
the... Yeah, where you have to find the missing thing.
Find the number. Right. Find the number. 250 was yesterday. And it's pretty easy to find if you got a good
mind. I didn't know that People magazine was doing that now. Brain teasers. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Anyway, the focus here is not on People magazine, but Ed Sheeran, who has done a video called Galway Girl. Is that what this is? That's what the song is we're playing.
Yep.
He went to Galway in Ireland to film the music video for his Irish folk meets hip-hop track. He thanked the town's wonderful people for their help. He collaborated with the Irish band, is it Bioga? How do you pronounce that?
I think it's Bioga, yeah.
Bioga. He gave him the track. It's got a folksy. Listen to this. Crank it up, Kara, for a second. Like the what are those? What's the singing group? The Celtic women that are on PBS all the time.
Yeah, Celtic women. Yeah,
feels like that a little bit too.
Yeah, it has an authentic Irish sound to it,
good.
Which is
nice.
What he wanted to do.
Yeah, they shot on various locations. Made sure to stop by the local pub to film a few scenes. His fans got a bit of a peek of what the video is going to look like. He's very popular in Ireland, I'm guessing, and all over the British Isles. Thanks, people of Galway, for the visit on his Instagram post saying, quote, thank you to Galway and all the wonderful people in it for helping us shoot this music video. There you go, Galway. So that's good. Nice. Something sweet. Yes, isn't that sweet? All right, so we go from the good, the positive, to yet another dead rocker this morning. This would be the story of Johnny Cash is much more than a rocker, and so are his people. But Bob Wooten, his guitarist, died at the age of 75. He was, for 30-plus years, the Johnny Cash backup band's main guitar player. So when you hear, this is Johnny Cash's guitar, but whatever you hear in the background is Bob Wooten playing guitar. He was 75. After hearing Cash's I Walk the Line, he taught himself how to mimic Carl Perkins playing on the early country music. This was back in 56. And then 10 years later in Tulsa, where Wooten was working as a truck driver and a bartender, he saw Cash perform live at Kane's Ballroom. He was determined to play in Cash's band. So he traveled, listen to this for a great American story. He traveled to Arkansas to see Cash perform, but a rainstorm left the Cash band members, like Carl Perkins and Marshall Grant, unable to make the gig. So his girlfriend asked June Carter Cash if Wooten could sit in with Johnny and his drummer, where he then put Johnny Cash right on, right back in the scene. Wow, this guy's fabulous. So then Cash invited him to join the tour, and he served in Cash's band till 1997, when Cash retired.
I fell into
He was in the San Quentin Live album, was on ABC's Johnny Cash show. So,
I didn't know Johnny Cash had a show. That's cool.
Yeah, he did. A variety show on ABC in the 60s. Bob Wooten passing away at 76.
The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now 34 after the hour, digging into other issues of the day. How can you help yourself to a good day? The DJB way. D is for Doug. J is for Jennifer. V is for Victoria. Say it again, Doug. V is for Victoria. So speaking, I like Victoria because it makes me think of victory. Victory, victory is our cry. That, you remember that? Did you ever do that in high school cheerleading? The football game.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
No. Victory, victory is our cry.
You never did that? It again, no.
Okay.
No.
So, here's a victory for business in the United States, but one particular business, and I know some people's ears glaze over when we talk about some of this stuff, but Jennifer, see if I can't find something in here that you're going to be interested in.
Okay.
Do you remember the XM Bank, Export-Import Bank? Are you familiar with that concept and what it does? Or did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Barack Obama started about 4 years ago to pull back from the Export-Import Bank, and I don't understand why. I don't remember the logic at the time. Not that there had to be any logic attached to it, but the Export-Import Bank helps American businesses sell their products overseas. The American government becomes the bank. That's what the Export-Import Bank is. And it has helped Boeing more than any other company to a fairly well. And so now Donald Trump says he wants to revive the XM Bank And as soon as he said that yesterday, almost within minutes, because Boeing must have been given a heads up, they came out and praised him for helping them with their overseas customers. So the biggest gain yesterday by billions of dollars, both Boeing and General Electric, that makes the engines for most of the Boeing jetliners that are sold. When they do the Ex-Im Bank requires you to, if you're buying a product from America, it has to be all made in America. And I don't know how they do it, because a lot of the components come from, you know, where. If you look at these airplanes, the components come from all over the place. Cars, same thing. But if they're manufactured by American companies, so in the case of airliners, there are three manufacturers of engines. One of them is General Electric, one of them is Pratt & Whitney, and the other one is Rolls-Royce. So if you're going to buy a plane through Ex-Im Bank, you can't have a Rolls-Royce engine in it. You can have a General Electric engine and a Pratt & Whitney. Well, General Electric sort of stands shoulder to shoulder with Boeing. They engineer things together. They work together. Pratt & Whitney mostly does things for the military, although they do have an engine that you can use on a commercial airliner. So yesterday, Trump told the Wall Street Journal that he's going to reconstitute the five-member board that puts together the deals. There were a lot of people who criticized, and I think that's why Obama kind of pulled them out of the way. They were feather bedding a lot of the corporations. There was some oochie-coochie-coo stuff going on between some of the ag companies like Monsanto. Oh, what a surprise. The stuff being sold overseas. You have to use the Ex-Im Bank is also used as an example. Let me go back to the Aswan Dam in Egypt, or the Suez Canal, or those things that were built by the Perini Corporation back in the day when our construction companies didn't compete or didn't have to compete with any European companies or China, but now the whole situation is different. But if you want us to help you do your construction project and you hire an American company to do it, excuse me, whoever it may be, you can borrow the money from the Ex-Im Bank as long as American workers build it and it's an American company. So you can see how this, Boeing says this could amount to 90,000 jobs for them. Because the planes that we know what their market is in America, and we know the government helped them in Iran, and now there are other deals with, wasn't it China last week? Boeing announced selling billions of dollars of planes worth to them. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing the Ex-Im, that's part of the thing. When these presidents get together, these various countries, they don't just talk about politics. They talk about business. And I'm willing to bet you that when Trump was talking to the Chinese president over the weekend, one of the things that came up was the buying of these planes, and Trump wanting to make sure that the deal was secure, and I'm going to bet you the Ex-Im Bank is back in style to help the Chinese pay for those planes. So this is huge business, huge dollars for America, and I think it's good. I don't know how you can shoot holes in this, frankly, other than if you get too cozy and, you know, there are deals that are made that are not necessarily in the best interests of everybody. But in this case, so many jobs, so much product, and I've told you before, Boeing is the number one exporter in terms of dollars of anything that we have in this country. More money comes into this country for American business, i.e. Boeing, than any other company, and that's how powerful they are. And there's only really two or three manufacturers of airplanes, although the Chinese say they're going to go into the business of making planes. And in fact, I think part of the deal with Boeing was that they would build a plant in China to build some of the planes, some of the smaller planes. So, but it's fascinating to see how American business. Are you fascinated, or did you all go to sleep?
Huh? Yeah. No, all right. I think it's interesting.
Yeah, okay. Next business item, the amount of money that the winter storms cost our country this past year in terms of jobs and money. The United States added 98,000 jobs in March. The storm may have affected job growth. That's a decrease from the 2 months before that, where the job gains were 230,000. And that's because of the harsh winter. You can understand that. A snowstorm dumping all that snow in New England, the Midwest. Yeah, people don't go to work. People are laid off. All of that sort of thing. You don't think the weather affects business? Of course it does. Goldman Sachs says that if not for the weather, 60,000 more jobs could have been added to the final total for the first quarter. So would you have thought about that? And I guess an example of this would be the construction business, right?
Right.
We had a soft, mild winter. The ground really isn't frozen in most places, so you can keep building. But you got 5 feet of snow on the ground. Hello. That pretty much slows everything to a crawl. And people don't go to the store either. You don't. Who? If there's a snowstorm, you get in your car and go somewhere? No.
You don't go to the mall. Yeah.
I got to go to the mall. So apparently it affected the apparel industry negatively by hundreds of millions of dollars as well. So do you want some good news?
Yes.
Good news from the March job report. Unemployment rate fell to 4.5%, lowest it's been in about 10 years.
That's good.
So, and, you know, a lot of it is, I'm not touting the Trump people, but there are a lot of people who are optimistic about the business community and what's going to happen in the business world, because Trump seems to be more business friendly. Just the business, the conversation about the regulations and them being withdrawn, even though some of it may be going too far. It's like the list of companies that are going to get scrutinized, or the different commissions and elements of the government that are scrutinized in this new budget that haven't been looked at for decades. They just keep funding them, and the people have their jobs and stuff, and nobody looks to see what they're doing. Which in many cases, in that 34 different agencies, I think, in the government that were being scrutinized, half of them don't do a damn thing.
Right.
That's
what
it
needs to be happening. You need to cut down. Yeah. I mean, this is what we do in our businesses. When we make less money and when we want to do better, we have to make cuts. We can't just grow all the time.
Nope. It's not the way the cycle works. The pendulum swings. Okay, here's some more business news. Suppose this is food news in a manner of speaking. The owner of Krispy Kreme has bought Panera Bread for $7.5 billion. I think Panera Bread is a good brand. I think they do a good job. So who knew? And they own Keurig as well, this company?
Yeah.
JAB Holding Company, which is a hedge fund. It's amazing how many of these hedge funds are getting into. It's like Warren Buffett. That's what Warren Buffett has with Berkshire Hathaway, is basically a hedge fund. And they buy businesses that are good. So you launch a good business, keep it running for a few years. Listen, somebody like this is going to come along and buy you out. And that's what most people think about when they start a business now. This JAB company has 2,000 restaurants in our country, $5 billion in annual sales. Panera started, I don't think there was ever anybody named Panera. It seemed to me I asked that question.
Doesn't Panera Bread, isn't that just a redundant name? Doesn't like Panera, isn't
Panera
that
mean
some
bread?
Derivation
right.
of bread
yeah,
bread?
Right. I think you're right.
Bread
yeah.
bread.
Bread bread.
Like Jen, it's bread bread.
Bread bread.
Bread
bread, bread. Yes. Okay. So let's move over from the, this is sort of a foodie story, China. Let's see what we think about this, boys and
it's
girls.
It's China. Would you get it?
China. The Chinese have created a cow that is resistant to bovine tuberculosis, i.e. a genetically modified cow. Bovine tuberculosis is a bad disease. We've gotten rid of most of it in our country, but around the rest of the world, it's a big problem. And in China especially, it's tuberculosis. You have to have your cows tested all the time. Here, we do it. Brucellosis is the disease, and it can affect an entire herd. I've known of places where there were herds, complete herd was all slaughtered because, or they, in some cases in England, they just dug holes, they kill the cow, shoot the cow, throw it in the hole, and burn them.
Oh.
That's what happened to it, and that was 20-some-odd years ago, the combination of tuberculosis and mad cow disease.
Mm.
So, anyway, there's a gene editing technology where you insert a gene linked to bovine TB into 11 different cow embryos. That's how they came up with this. The modified cows were exposed to TB after they were born. They didn't get sick. They didn't have any adverse health effects. So is this a good use? We all get worked up about Monsanto and their genetic modification for seeds. Is this a good way to use that technology? And one wonders if it's going to be used for cows. When do we use it for people?
I mean, does this obviously, if the animal is genetically modified, then its DNA is, and if you eat the meat, then you're eating genetically modified meat.
So, but I'm not sure that what's bad here.
Are you
about
drinking
this.
Genetically modified milk too?
I don't know what the difference is. I don't know. That's where you got it. You can see the difference in the composition of what happens with genetically modified seeds. I don't see here at the outset, knowing as much as I do about cows, how this may be bad. And then, again, the extension is the debate will be not about cows. Well, maybe there will be a debate about cows. But the debate will be about using this sort of thing. It's like stem cell research that's going on ships. You know, people say, that got outlawed by the Bush administration. No, it didn't. It got pushed offshore. There are several ships that never come to port that just are in the oceans of the world, and there are researchers that are brought to these ships by helicopters. The ships are fueled by barges that come beyond the, let's say, you are traveling off the coast of Africa. I don't think they have a 200-mile limit there. I think it's 20 miles, 50 miles, whatever it is. But they send a barge out to fuel up the ship. And they also send supplies out on these barges. So the people who are on the ships doing the research literally live on the ship. And there's all kinds of stuff being done that you have no idea about, in mostly off the coast of Africa and the coast of South America. All kinds of genetic engineering, stem cell research, human beings being created out of test tubes, all that stuff. Nobody ever covers it because we're too busy, you know, doing other stupid stuff like let's go get Trump. The news media is so wrapped up with that thing that they're not doing their job. But I guarantee you, as I sit here and talk to you, that genetic modification on human beings or some kind of a test tube human being is going on right this minute. There are, I think, two or three of these ships that just exist. And they're funded by, you know, whack jobs who want to see this somehow or other come to pass. So, but the cow thing is the first step for animals. You know, do it with sheep. All right, enough of that. 12 before the hour on the DJV show. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Hey,
diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At the hour now, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, an overview of as many important informational items as we can find from the world of technology, Google, in the news, and here's a good story. For those of you who are worried about taxes, Victoria's got an interesting story for you. We're brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and find the perfect hire. It seems like a bold claim, but it is a claim that they can prove because they have found thousands, if not tens of thousands, of quality candidates for businesses just like yours all over the country. So why not take advantage of the ability to post your job on hundreds of job sites, Facebook, Twitter, all with one single click. Go to ZipRecruiter, all one word, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and use the facilities without cost. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to the ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface that you'll find at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You screen the candidates quickly, and they rank them for you so you'll know who the right person is, and you do this all very quickly. And in this case, you start by using them free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to get the best possible person for the job. And by the way, looking for a job? Same place. Go to the same place. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Okay. How can you file your taxes by using a selfie, Victoria?
Well, would you trust your tax filing to a selfie?
No. I trust my tax filing to Stewart Books. That's who I trust my tax.
So you would insist on going the old-fashioned way with your accountant?
Yes, I would, and I do.
Well, Alabama is actually offering a new program. It's a major incentive for using a selfie to file your tax return. It's essentially the new version of the e-signature. They've partnered with a company called MorphoTrust USA. And it's an identity solutions company to test out this.
Morpho Trust, which has to do with the death. Morpho Trust. No,
got it. Yeah. It's a pilot program that encourages individuals to use the company's electronic ID app. It's called EID to file your taxes. Georgia also has a similar program using this EID technology. The goal is essentially to eliminate tax refund fraud, which is a business on the dark web that hackers have gotten into, and people are losing their refunds. So it's costing the government even more. That's been on the rise for the last few years as all things digital have, you know, expanded. Mm-hmm. So the app acts basically as a secure digital credential using your state ID and your selfie to identify that you are, in fact, a real person. So when you download the app, you're asked to verify your phone number. You scan the front and back of your driver's license into the app using your iPhone camera, and then you take a selfie. And so essentially they match up all of that data with the person, with the picture, and that's how they know it really is you. The cool thing about this, if you're in Alabama or Georgia, they're actually giving priority processing to these programs. So if you have a refund coming, you'll get it a lot faster than other people will. Now, if you don't live in a state where the EID program is in place, you can still use your smartphone to file your taxes. TurboTax, which saw an 85% increase in app downloads last tax season. They have a Touch ID and multi-factor authentication thing that they are using with iPhones. You know how, Doug, you just put you logged in your thumbprint
yes.
for your iPhone? It's essentially
yep.
that's the data that they're using.
Yeah.
And so the app also offers on-demand feedback if you need a CPA to help you with some of your questions, which is helpful. And H&R Block's app, you can also take a photo of your W-2 to make and you submit that with the photo to make sure that all of your information is correct. So we're even taxes are now in the digital age, which makes me very happy, and probably you don't like it.
I don't care one way or another. Here's something I do care about, though. The government says Google is shorting female workers. Google says it was taken back by that claim and says it's not true. I'm not sure. I think, in this case, I'm going to believe the Labor Department over Google. What are they saying about Google about
this? This kind of started last week, and I've been following the story just to see where it would go, and it turns out this is going to become a very large issue. The fact that the Department of Labor is investigating Google, the only reason they're doing that is because Google is a federal contractor, and so Google has to abide by the standards that the federal government has, and of course, equal pay is one of those mandates.
Yep.
So Google says they absolutely pay all of their females the same as their competitive men, and we'll see where this
goes. But they're not disclosing the information. The feds are suing them to get the information out.
Exactly.
So that there's a smelly substance involved in that.
There's a smelly rotting fish.
Yes, there is. Right. Without its head on it. All right. Thanks, Victoria. 59 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.